It's time for the bald and the beautiful. All the gossip and news from Nashville to Hollywood on My Country 96.1.
Brought to you by Bravo Supermarket. Continue celebrating the grand opening of Bravo Supermarket in Port Jeff and comparable prices, weekly specials. Now accepting WIC checks, Route 112, right in Jefferson Plaza in Port Jeff, two blocks from the train. Call 631-509-1929. So in Nashville, Taylor Swift has announced more dates on her North American tour. And Madison Square Garden is one of them for two nights, November 21st and 22nd. Get ready for that. The ACMs are next weekend, next Sunday. And Rihanna and Sugarland doing a duet. Actually, Rihanna and Jennifer Nettles. So you can look forward to that. Eric Church and his wife Catherine are starting a family. Very nice. Expecting a first child sometime in the fall. And Eric Church very, very pumped about it. And Sarah Evans and her man have seven children together. He brought in four. She came with three. But like many couples on their second marriage, they have a strong desire to have a baby together. But Sarah, in her 40s, does not want to carry a child and is actually begging her man, Jay Barker, to hire a surrogate so they can have a child together. American Idol last night, shocking, staged, phony. Well, it was all of the above. We will get to it at 7:45. No exaggeration. I mean, Hulk Hogan was even there. And just craziness as they announced 11 people will be touring, not 10. And it was a whole staged ordeal, and it was really fake and phony, and everybody thinks so. We'll get to that later on. By the way, this year's American Idol contestants were put up in this huge mansion. You've seen it. The big Beverly Hills mansion. They show it on the show. It's a $12 million home. Contestants wanted to move out of there. They said it was haunted, and the Idol people have moved them out of there. They said they see bizarre flickering lights, a sudden spider infestation, and bed sheets floating down a hallway. Maybe it's Brian Dunkelman's ghost. Possibly. And if you don't get that joke, just check out season one of American Idol. Sucker Punch and Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Willie Waffle, our movie critic, will be by to review both. Elizabeth Taylor laid to rest yesterday afternoon at Forest Lawn Memorial Park. Service was for family only. A couple of friends and Colin Farrell read a poem. You know, they're buddies there. So Colin Farrell was a big part of it. Zsa Zsa Gabor, after hearing about Elizabeth Taylor's death, was inconsolable, had to go to the hospital. Blood pressure shot up really high because she thinks she's next. And the whole, you know, comes in threes thing. Jane Russell, Liz Taylor, and Zsa Zsa. Inconsolable these days. Elton John paid tribute to Elizabeth Taylor during a gig in Pittsburgh Wednesday night. And he launched into Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me and made a nice tribute to Elizabeth Taylor, Candy.
Yes.
Chris Brown has apologized for throwing a tantrum backstage at Good Morning America.
No, there's really no excuse for it. I'm sorry.
And there's no apology.
I mean, really.
And on Tuesday's Lopez, George Lopez, this is terrible. Honestly, hate George Lopez for this.
Really?
I'm behind Kirstie Alley because, I mean, she got on the show of Dancing with the Stars. She danced really well. She's fighting those demons, you know. And George Lopez on his Tuesday night show compared Kirstie Alley dancing to a pig dancing.
Oh,
and very wrong.
That's very wrong. It's very mean. And how would he like it if someone did that to him?
Very wrong. And finally,
he's not the best looking guy, you know. I could really go off on him.
Oh, I love it. Love it when you get angry, especially on a Friday.
Yeah.
Candy, the biggest news today. 5 years ago today, March 25th, 2006,
yes,
I asked the greatest question of my life. I got down on one knee.
And you said, will you do the morning show with
That's
me?
That's right.
And I said, of course I will, honey.
Stop it.
Oh.
I proposed to my girlfriend at the time.
Yes, I remember it well.
On stage at the NYCB Theater at Westbury.
And you know, why don't you tell the people who helped you do that?
Howie Mandel.
And do you know he's having a show very similar to that, being aired on the air soon?
I know. He probably got the idea from me.
I'm telling you. I thought of that.
Tonight, if you're into it, Who Do You Think You Are with Steve Buscemi on NBC. Shark Tank premieres on ABC. Primetime, What Would You Do on ABC. And Sunday, Undercover Boss, Celebrity Apprentice, all your favorite shows you can check out. There's your Bald and the Beautiful. We do it weekdays 6:10 and 8:10 on My Country 96.1. And we'll post it later on at licountry.com. And the Fathead and Candy Jock page.